Recent months have seen Mexicans protesting a doubling in the price of tortillas, Italians dismayed by soaring prices for pasta and other wheat-based products, and Egyptians like Ahmed Abbas angry over prices rising as much as 50% for basic groceries.
Oil and butter prices have increased by a pound and a half. Prices have increased across the board, so we can only buy 1 kilogram of a product instead of two.
These cases are not simply isolated anomalies, but rather a global trend, according to Lester Brown of the Washington-based Earth Policy Institute.
In 7 of the last 8 years, world grain production has fallen short of consumption. We've been pulling down world grain stocks until they are now at the lowest level in 34 years.
What is to blame? Experts like Brown list a series of factors, including a growing world population, underinvestment in agriculture technology, and urban sprawl encroaching on farmlands. They also cite droughts and floods made more severe by climate change, and the ever-growing human demand for a limited supply of fresh water. In addition, grains like corn, once grown exclusively to feed humans and livestock, are now being diverted into programs to generate ethanol and other so-called biofuels as an alternative to oil and gasoline. With oil prices rising steeply in recent years, the economic incentive to produce grain-based fuels has risen as well. Taken together, these factors have led to growing food shortages and rising prices that could spell disaster for the world's poor people, according to Lester Brown.
People on the lower rungs of the global economic ladder are just barely hanging on, and as food prices rise, many of them are simply losing their grip and beginning to fall off. And what we're looking at in the absence of a major intervention, there's a very substantial increase in hunger in the world and in mortality rates.
Brown and others say a doomsday scenario need not come to pass if decisive steps are taken. For instance, United Nations officials are urging farmers to strike a balance between crops grown for food and those destined for energy purposes. Others recommend an end to government subsidies for ethanol and other biofuels, more funding for crop research, combating climate change, and improving roads in developing countries to help farmers get their crops to market. Perhaps most important is water management, according to Mark Rosegrant of the International Food Policy Research Institute in Washington.
Essentially, agriculture is going to have to get by with less water and still produce a lot more food. So there's a big push needed to make water management more efficient, but also, I think, to breed crops that are much more drought-tolerant.
Rosegrant notes that rising food prices will encourage greater food production, but he says the free market alone cannot solve the problem.
You're seeing already responses with farmers putting more land under production, increasing productivity in the last year or so. So I do expect some fall-off in these commodity prices over the next year or so. But to engender a longer-term solution, you do need bigger and longer-term investments, that some of which have to come from the public sector.
Absent such investments, Rosegrant and others predict the outlook for food supplies in sub-Saharan Africa, much of South Asia, and other parts of the world will become ever more bleak. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.